United States Supreme Court ruled on Monday that LGBTQ people are protected against workplace discrimination by the 1964 Civil Rights Act. It's a major decision that means workers in Louisiana can no longer be fired for their sexual orientation or gender identity. For more on the implications, reporter Rosemary Westwood spoke with Sarah Jane Guidry, the executive director of the Forum for Equality.
Sarah Jane Guidry, thanks for talking with us. Let's start with your reaction to the case. How important will this be for Louisiana?
So important. This is a battle that Louisiana and many states across the country have been fighting for decades. Us personally, we've been fighting for employment non-discrimination protection since 1993. So to wake up and hear the news, to see that the decision came out 6-3, that the majority opinion was written by Justice Gorsuch, it really checked off all the boxes of celebration and joy that you could really hope for when you're really concerned about what an outcome could look like.
And you're referencing there Justice Neil Gorsuch, who was appointed by President Donald Trump. He was the one who wrote this majority opinion, and it was also joined by the conservative Chief Justice. The Supreme Court has stepped in and changed something then that Louisiana politicians, as you've mentioned, have tried and failed to do in the past, right? We know Governor John Bel Edwards, when he was elected, he signed an executive order to protect state employees from discrimination, including LGBTQ employees. But that was opposed by the Attorney General, Jeff Landry, and eventually overturned by the Louisiana Supreme Court. So tell us more about state efforts to extend anti-discrimination laws to cover sexual orientation and gender identity, and why those might have been failing in the past.
So Senator Troy Carter put forward our first Employment Non-Discrimination Act in 1993, and he's still pushing for those protections at the state level. That bill was actually filed in the 2020 legislative session. So you can see that the battle has been long and hard, and one that has come with many hardships that have been overcome by educating our legislators. We've been able to move our community and our base of support to the fact that 72% of Louisianans support LGBTQ equality. So this isn't necessarily about Louisianans supporting equality, because we know that discrimination is not a Louisiana value, but really pushing our legislators to understanding that this isn't a blue or a red issue, that this is an issue that hits everyone from Ouachita Parish to Lake Charles to the Mississippi River. And we are very glad that we've been able to pull these protections back home. Even though it came from the Supreme Court, they're ones that are going to have a ripple effect here at home.
Polls suggest, as you said, that there is broad public support for anti-discrimination laws for LGBTQ folks. And I do want to note, though, that some state groups are denouncing the decision, including the Louisiana Family Forum, which does play a major role in state politics. What do you say to people who might not agree that sex discrimination includes or should include discrimination against LGBTQ people?
We have to continue to push forward in the face of adversity. We have to make sure that we continue to lift up the voices that are continuously being held back. And the state legislature has continuously heard those voices. We've been able to push back bad legislation. We've been able to tell our legislators that discrimination does exist. And while we haven't been successful necessarily in putting forward employment non-discrimination protections, we've been able to uphold the values in our state legislature. And so when we look at the statements that come out of the Louisiana Family Forum, it's understandable that they're upset, because this goes in the face of their values. But unfortunately, their values aren't the ones that represent the state of Louisiana or the United States of America.
The decision applies to workplace discrimination, but doesn't directly affect a host of other issues. What doesn't this protect? What remains to be done in the state in terms of protecting LGBTQ folks against discrimination?
So this ruling specifically goes to the heart of the matter of Title VII under sex discrimination, barring companies from being able to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. And it leaves a host of other areas that are directly affecting LGBTQ citizens and Louisianans' lives. We can talk about healthcare. We can talk about housing. We can talk about accommodations. These are things that impact the full lived equality of an individual's life. And so there is definitely a long, hard battle in front of us to make sure that all Louisianans are given the fairness and equality that they are deserved under the law. And we definitely took time to celebrate yesterday. And then we just are getting back to work today, knowing that we have a lot of education and lots of hearts and minds to change on that. But society and the courts and the legislature are slowly moving forward in that direction.
Sarah Jane Guidry, the executive director of the Forum for Equality, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.